Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A woman named Jennifer Wesselberg, you may not recognize the name. She is the former daughter-in-law of Alan Wesselberg, the CFO of Trump Organization, chief financial officer, chief accountant, chief money guy. Jennifer Wesselberg was married to Alan's son. They divorced. Apparently, it was a very bitter divorce. And she is angry, very, very angry. She turned over a lot of financial documents on the Trump Organization to the federal prosecutor in New York. I don't know how she got them. I assume she got them legally. But in any event, she was interviewed by them a number of times. And she gave a statement yesterday. Alan Wesselberg is part of this criminal investigation against Trump. Because remember something, this is a financial investigation. It's something that anybody would be investigated for. The allegation, as far as we know, one of them, not the only one, but based on his tax returns, which the U.S. Supreme Court finally said the prosecutor from Manhattan was entitled to see. They're kept secret at this point. They're shown to a grand jury. Grand juries operate in secret. They won't come out unless there's a trial and it becomes evidence. But the word coming out is one of the things they're looking at is undervaluing properties for tax purposes and overvalue them with false statements of valuation to federally insured banks to support loans. That's a felony. That's a felony, routinely prosecuted. If you submit a financial statement or evaluations of a property to get a higher line of credit, to support a mortgage, and it's false, the bank that you are submitting it to is almost certainly federally insured. That is the jurisdictional hook. That is a felony. So here, the example I've given before, I'm going to give it again. You say you own a house somewhere. You tell the taxing authorities for property tax purposes, you won't let them in the house, but you put in an affidavit or something saying it's worth $100,000. Same day, you go to the bank, you put in a statement under oath saying it's worth $500,000 because you want a line of credit. You've committed a felony. Well, here with the Trump properties in Manhattan, elsewhere, you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars or more. Alan Wesselberg, Jennifer Wesselberg's former father-in-law, was the accountant of the Trump Organization. So he would have been at the center of all this. If what I've said turns out to be the case, I want to say right now, it hasn't been charged by a grand jury, but that is the word about one and not the only one of the charges being investigated. Not the only one. They've already talked to Michael Cohen seven times, at least seven times, the former lawyer. He is required to cooperate with them or he's going to go back to jail. He's got to tell them the truth. So he's given them a lot of information on Alan Wesselberg and Donald Trump. Alan Wesselberg, as far as I know so far, has not been interviewed. He has legal counsel, and I'm sure his legal counsel won't let him be interviewed. But his daughter-in-law has been interviewed, Jennifer, and she has given a number of statements. She also said that she believed that if they come around to charging with a crime, Alan Wesselberg, that he will flip on Trump. If they say, Mr. Wesselberg, we're going to charge you with a felony, two felonies, and you're going to go to jail for 11 years. But if you cooperate with us, you'll only go to jail for 2 years. His lawyer will push back and say, how about if he doesn't go to jail at all, but he serves it on house arrest? And that's how that goes. But at some point, a middle-aged man, well on in years, if he has to decide, I'm going to go to jail for 11 years, it could be the end of my life, and jail's a very unpleasant place, or I can tell the truth about what happened, and I won't go at all, or I'll go on house arrest, or I'll go for 1 year in some sort of a country club jail. There's one in Danbury, Connecticut, where they have tennis courts, that kind of thing. A lot of people would flip, and if they didn't, it'd have to be for a very extraordinary reason, like protecting a family member or something. So this is the opinion. This is a sordid business. It's the opinion of the daughter-in-law, and who knows if it's going to come to fruition. But the noose is starting to tighten. The noose is starting to tighten. And the state attorney general in New York, Letitia James's office, has now gotten involved in the investigation to assist Cyrus Vance, the Manhattan DA. And the state attorney general has more resources than the Manhattan DA. The Manhattan DA went out and hired forensic accountants, that is, accountants with knowledge about legal matters, fraud, that kind of thing, and litigation, to investigate all of this. And so the question is going to come, what if Alan Weisselberg's signature is on the filing and the filing is fraudulent? What if that happens? What about that? What about that? Is he just automatically liable criminally and Trump is not? Or can he say, well, I told Trump about this and he said to sign it? More likely, Trump's signature is on some of this, because if he's putting in for a large line of credit on hundreds of millions of dollars in property, maybe billions, they're going to want the principal to sign on. And Trump hasn't testified at all, but if he ever did, what he would always say is, I don't know, my chief financial officer handed me something, I signed it. I don't read it. I didn't read it. That will sometimes work if it's an unsophisticated individual. It's not going to work with Donald Trump, but it would be far better for the government's prosecution if they could say they put on Alan Weisselberg's testimony, who says, I had a conversation with him in Trump Tower on September 4th, 2017. And I told him, we are going to value this at $300 million for this line of credit, this mortgage, but we valued it at $30 million for tax purposes. And Trump said, okay, and signed it. If he can say that, if that's true, only if it's true, that would undercut Trump's testimony. So that's what's going on. Michael Cohen, the lawyer, the only individual who knows as much about the Trump organization as the CFO, the accountant, is the lawyer. The two of them know everything. And Cohen got burned. Cohen went to jail and Trump didn't, for just protecting Trump. And Trump, Cohen's very bitter. And he said at one point when he was subpoenaed by the House committee, he wore a baseball cap and sunglasses and were afraid he'd be shot when he drove down from New York to Washington. He's very concerned. He doesn't want to go back to jail. He's been interviewed. Last time it was seven times. It may have been more. That's a lot of information that's going to set up the CFO. The CFO is going to have a dilemma. And his daughter-in-law says, well, the way he's going to handle that dilemma is to protect himself. So stand by. There's a lot going on in New York. Coming to the end of the show. Coming to the end of the week, been a great show, great call-ins, great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute, Earl Ingram Show. A lot of good evening programming, a lot of great weekend programming. Pizza Box Mike, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike Thinks Outside the Pizza Box, noon on Saturday, and many other good shows. I'm signing off for today. Have a great weekend. It's a great weekend coming up. A lot of news is going to happen in the next 72 hours. You're going to hear all about it first thing Monday morning. Matt Flynn Direct, signing off for now. Back same time, same place on Monday.